Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Dzień dobry and good afternoon, and thank you for joining me on this summer Sunday afternoon, August 8th. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today, and as always, Chopin's Concert Rondo Krakowiak welcomes you to WWDB 860 AM and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, the Polish Word of the Day, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish American community, and in every program a variety of Polish music, classical, polkas and operettas, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. So let's begin today with Beata Kozidrak and Ruchome Widmy. Every day is different, like the shifting sands.
Każdy dzień jest inny, każdy z nich niewinny, bo czas już nie ma z nami żadnych szans. Wisi wciąż nad głową zakazany owoc. Dziś wiem, że mogę mieć wszystko to, co chcę. I to, co kiedyś było dla mnie mało ważne, stało się sensem moich marzeń, moich pragnień. Wszystko przez niego, to fakt, jest moim oknem. Jaki jest życia mego sens? Gubię coś po drodze, jeśli chcę, to błądzę, bo wiem, on będzie zawsze blisko mnie. I to, co kiedyś było dla mnie mało ważne, stało się sensem moich marzeń, moich pragnień. Wszystko przez niego.
And in the news from Poland, more medals for Poland at Tokyo Olympics. Hammer throwers Wojciech Nowicki and Paweł Fajdek and 800-meter runner Patryk Dobek added a gold and two bronzes to Poland's medal tally at the Summer Olympics. The 32-year-old Nowicki produced a best throw of 82.52 meters to win the men's hammer throw competition in the Japanese capital, while Fajdek, a fellow 32-year-old, managed 81.53 meters to secure the bronze. Meanwhile, Poland's Dobek finished third in the men's 800 meter with a time of 1:45:39 at the National Stadium in Tokyo, narrowly behind Kenya's winner Emmanuel Korir and second-placed Ferguson Rotik. His bronze marked the first ever Olympic medal for Poland in the 800 meter track and field event. Earlier, Agnieszka Szypulec and Jolanta Ogar won a silver medal for Poland in the women's 470 sailing class at the Olympics. Polish President Andrzej Duda congratulated the medal winners in a series of Twitter posts, saying, "It was another beautiful day for Poland in Tokyo." Polish athletes have so far earned 10 medals, 3 gold, 3 silver, and 4 bronze at the Tokyo Olympics, which run in Japan until today. And Belarusian Olympic athlete Krystyna Tsimanouskaya, who has taken refuge in the Polish embassy in Tokyo, will fly to Warsaw, the head of the Belarusian Sports Solidarity Foundation has said. She will fly from Tokyo, a direct flight to Warsaw, Alexander Opekin said, as quoted by the Reuters news agency. She has accepted the offer issued by the Polish Foreign Ministry to request international help. She has done that, and she has received a Polish visa. We at the foundation helped her to get the ticket to Warsaw, Opekin said. The Belarusian Sport Solidarity Foundation was set up in August last year to provide support to athletes who face repression at the hands of the authorities in Minsk. Tsimanouskaya was issued a humanitarian visa after she took refuge in the Polish embassy in Tokyo on Monday. A day earlier, she refused her team's orders to board a flight home from the Olympic Games. Poland will do whatever is necessary to help her to continue her sporting career, Polish Deputy Foreign Minister Marcin Przydacz said. And before we get to the lighter side of the news, let's have a word from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today.
Are you looking for an elegant yet affordable ballroom for your wedding reception or maybe a bridal or baby shower? How about a special birthday or retirement party? Look no further than the recently renovated Belvedere Ballroom at the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor, safe off-street parking. Let Polish Home's experienced banquet manager plan your special event in the Belvedere Ballroom. Phone Diane at 856-912-1303.
A taste of Poland in Port Richmond, Polka Deli, located conveniently at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue. Kielbasa, fresh meats and cheeses, pierogi, naleśniki, homemade soups, deli sandwiches, desserts, candy, and much, much more. Marek Kucharski and family invite you. Open daily. Phone 215-634-3750. I repeat, 215-634-3750. Polka Deli, a taste of home. And on the lighter side, awards for winners in Polish diaspora contest. Officials have handed out awards to winners in an annual competition for students and teachers from Polish schools abroad. Entitled Proud to be Polish, the contest was for best student works in literature, film, and the visual arts. The teachers, meanwhile, vied for best lesson about grammar hidden in love poems. At the awards ceremony in Warsaw's Royal Castle last week, Lower House Speaker Elżbieta Witek said she was proud of how young members of the diaspora express their Polish roots. "You are the best ambassadors of all things Polish," she praised them. "What will be said about Poland and how depends on you." Witek noted that the Polish community abroad is about 20 million strong, and so in total there are as many as 60 million Poles around the world, she said, making for a powerful nation and representing a great asset. The competition attracted 900 participants from around the globe. Among them, David Goa from Chicago, who said he was proud to be Polish and was encouraged to take part by his Polish school principal, teacher, and family. "My work was about what it's like living as a Pole away from the home country and how you miss Poland," David told public broadcaster Polish Radio. He said he felt at home in Poland and was glad to have finally visited after a five-year absence. In addition to prizes and diplomas, the winners of the contest were presented with Polish flags to billow proudly over their homes. They were also taken on tour that took in sites such as historic Kraków, the salt mines of Jeliczka, the mountain resort of Zakopane, and the southern city of Częstochowa with its famous Catholic Black Madonna shrine. And that concludes the news from Poland. Stay tuned for the Cultural Corner. Let's learn a little Polish and the Philly scene after we hear from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Thank them for their support of Polonia Today by supporting them. Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Cherv Brothers, the Kielbasa Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Cherv Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Cherv always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious Polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707.
During market ups and downs, you face many questions and uncertainties. Is my 401k allocation still right? How will my retirement plans be impacted? How will my dreams and goals be affected? As an Ameriprise financial advisor, Steve Krzywicki can provide you with solid strategies and tips to help you protect what matters and weather market volatility. To learn more, call Steve at 610-943-3117. That's 610-943-3117. Or stop by his office at 101 West Elm Street, Suite 610, Conshohocken, PA. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia Today. Here at the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and today, Warsaw Rising Inspiration.
This is Radio Poland, broadcasting from Warsaw. I'm Elżbieta Krajewska. Join me for High Note Music Magazine. For a number of years now, the Warsaw Rising Museum has commissioned a special album of music for the anniversary of the insurgency that began on August 1, 1944. This year's artist is Tomasz Organek, whose album Ocali Nas Miłość, Love Will Save Us, premiered at a special concert ahead of the anniversary. I'd like now to go back to conversations with the artists invited in previous years, starting with the band Młynarski Masecki, whose album was dedicated to singer of Warsaw Mieczysław Fog.
Jak pragnąłbym krokiem beztroskim odnaleźć wędrówek mych szlak, bez celu się przejść marszałkowską, na Wisłę napatrzeć się z mostu, dziewiątką pojechać w aleje i z tłumem się spleść w nowy świat i ujrzeć jak dawniej za młodych mych lat, jak do mnie Warszawa się śmieje.
This is very important for me, this project with Marcin Masecki. It was made for Warsaw Uprising Museum. We're mentioning the great Mieczysław Fog, but we also speak to people about our city, Warsaw, and its history. Because Mieczysław Fog was an extraordinary singer whose career was going for decades, almost 60 years on the stage. So it's a blessing for us, you know, to do it. The idea was not to recreate anything. The idea was to put our own voice to the old vintage music and to recall the great Mieczysław Fog. My idea as the producer was to make an album made of many different colors and to show the music of Mieczysław Fog, talking about many different aspects, you know, and this is the opportunity to make this material more accessible for young people.
Does Warsaw come into it? Is it only because Mieczysław Fog was called the singer of Warsaw?
Well, not only. We performed two super important Warsaw songs he was known of. Piosenka o mojej Warszawie by Albert Harris and Warszawa Ma, the song from Warsaw Ghetto. Plus, Mieczysław Fog never moved out from Warsaw. He had a lot of opportunities to leave, to improve his lifestyle. I mean, to move to the States, either States or UK or anywhere. He decided to stay. This is the thing we wanted to highlight to tell people about through this album.
Another thing I wanted to ask you, you also spoke of remembering Ali, the black jazz man from the Warsaw Uprising.
Yes, there was about 40 people in Warsaw Uprising, 40 people from many different places in the world that was in the Uprising. And this guy, my dream is that one day someone will make a movie about him, because he was a black musician living in Warsaw before the war. He was a jazzman, drummer. He was playing drums in many different orchestras. When Nazis invaded Poland, he decided to stay. And during the uprising, he was a soldier. It's amazing, you know. This is the next occasion for us as jazz musicians to speak about it to people, you know, to young people.
Baritone Szymon Komasa sang at the special concert for the 74th anniversary of the Warsaw Rising.
Well, it's a very special day for everyone who was born in Warsaw, who is connected to the city. We have the Warsaw Uprising Memorial Day on the 1st of August, and we honor this day with a very special concert. I was not born in Warsaw, but I can call myself a very Warsaw person because I moved here when I was four. For everyone who loved the city, for everyone who is looking at the city, seeing how it's growing all the time, seeing how it's developing, how it's becoming a giant capital, one of the most important cities of Europe right now. It's a very important day for us. It's a very important day for people who fight it for the city and who fight it for freedom. For everyone, it's a special time for everyone. It's a very special concert, and I think it's many melancholic moments, many, many beautiful tears dropping, and I think for maybe older people, something veterans. Very, very important.
Are you thinking of the uprising veterans?
Absolutely, 100%. Well, you know, uprising, it's also an important word for the city. It has changed the history of the city. It has changed the energy of the city. And, well, every day we walk around the place where young Poles, young Warsawians were fighting for it. So yeah, it's also my private tribute. I always wanted, my brother had a chance to do the Warsaw 44, the City 44, the movie about the Warsaw Uprising. Now I have my chance to put a little heartstone into the Warsaw Uprising Museum and the city.
Dopókiśmy młodzi, sercem i duszą nie wiemy, jak cenić ten skarb. Dopiero gdy włosy się srebrem przyprószą, widzimy, co skarb był ten wart. Żałujemy tych dni, a po nocach się śni jedna prawda, a prawda dobrze mi, że srebro i złoto do nic, chodzi o to, by młodym być i więcej nic. Nie rozgłos, nie sława, nie stroje, zabawa, lecz młodym być i więcej nic. A jeszcze do tego mieć kogoś bliskiego i kochać go i więcej nic. Najbiedniejszym być,
być, najskromniejszym być, ale mieć przed sobą świat, zakochanym być i kochanym być, mieć wciąż 20 lat.
Sing along with me. Fun it can be to learn some Polish together.
And let's learn a little Polish today. Our Polish word of the day is the verb to write, pisać. Repeat after me, pisać. And here's an example sentence. Przez wiele lat pisali do siebie długie miłosne listy. They'd written long love letters to each other for many years. So remember to practice pisać and to write those love letters.
Sing along with me and you will see how much fun it can be.
Wybierz eleganckiej i w przystępnej cenie sali balowej na przyjęcie ślubne. Albo może miejsca na bridal lub baby shower. Albo na przyjęcie urodzinowe. Nie patrz daleko. Zobacz ostatnio odnowioną elegancką belwederską salę balową w polskim domu, położonym wygodnie przy 9150 Academy Road, Northeast Philadelphia. Do Twojej dyspozycji oferowany jest wyspecjalizowany catering, bar z pełną obsługą, duży parkiet do tańca, bezpieczny parking samochodowy. Doświadczony menedżer wielu bankietów, wesel i przyjęć pomoże Ci w najlepszym dla Ciebie zaplanowaniu Twojej uroczystości. Po dodatkowe informacje proszę dzwonić do Danuty 856-912-1303. Czy chcesz śpiewać w żeńskim chórze? Chór imienia Marceli Kochańskiej-Sembrych zaprasza. Próby odbywają się w każdy poniedziałek o godzinie 7.30 wieczorem. Miejscem spotkań jest Dom Polski przy 9150 Academy Road. Jeśli masz trochę czasu i lubisz śpiewać, spróbuj razem z nami. Możesz przyjść bezpośrednio na próbę lub zadzwoń do Dolores 215-633-0560. Śpiewamy pieśni kompozytorów polskich i amerykańskich. Pracujemy nad muzyką klasyczną i okolicznościową, a także kilka razy w roku dajemy koncerty. Wspólne śpiewanie pozwoli Ci na oderwanie się od dnia codziennego i chwilę relaksu. Spróbuj! Hi, this is Debbie Majka, and you're tuned to Polonia Today here at WWDB 860 AM. And remember, there's always something going on at the Associated Polish Home. Spend your Friday evenings in the Associated Polish Home's new beer garden. From 5 to 10 p.m., you can relax and enjoy those evening summer breezes in the beer garden. Also Polish food, a fully stocked bar, and a variety of beers, and DJ Joan Narodowski. And the Wednesday night singles dance resumes at the Associated Polish Home. Every Wednesday evening from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. dance to the music of a live band. Tony D plays your favorites this coming Wednesday. And coming up, Labor Day weekend and the following weekend, the Polish American Family Festival and Country Fair at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, Doylestown, PA. Midway rides, stage shows, reenactors, magic shows, arts and crafts, yummy Polish food, polka bands, and our own PKM, Polish Intercollegiate Club dancers, and those lovable Polish Tatra Mountain sheepdogs. And the Philadelphia chapter of the Kosciuszko Foundation invites all to the dedication of a Pennsylvania Historical Commission marker to commemorate the achievements of legendary conductor of the Philadelphia Orchestra, Leopold Stokowski, on Saturday, September 18th, in front of the Academy of Music on Broad Street. For additional information, contact the KF via email, kfphiladelphia@gmail.com. And as Mike Vito signals me that today's edition of Polonia 3 is drawing to a close, you'll be listening to the Voice Kids, who are reprising this oldie, the Baim hit, Piechotą do Lata, marching into summer. Till next Sunday at 1:30, have a great week, stay cool and safe. Wear your masks indoors, and for goodness sakes, get vaccinated already. Do usłyszenia!
Na imieniny. Ja to...